And there's a powerful hymn, speaking of having a hymn, there's a powerful hymn, A Life of Overcoming, is that 41? Or yeah. This is a powerful song. This song, if you'll take note of it, it has a progression to it. It's going to take you somewhere. Somewhere where we can have victory. So I'm going to invite you to stand with me and let's sing this, shall we? About me. It's all about him. He's our victor. He's the one who saved us, and he has to be the one to change us. Now, look, folks, maybe you're not in the mood for changing tonight. That might mean you need to change. Growing up in church, that was the most obvious thing. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't know what maybe you're besetting. Besetting sin sounds so wicked, like it's something evil, but it's really something that trips you up in your faith, discourages you, makes you incapacitated, and you don't feel you can function. Why can't we get, before we say goodnight, why can't we get a little help tonight? Why not, right? I believe God can do that for us. I don't know how God's going to do that for us. Except for this last stanza of this song. The key is here. The key is in this song. And the last stanza is the open door that God has for us. So let's sing it, and then let's see how God's going to conclude with us tonight. the fifth verse. Let me ask you something tonight. How many of you know for certain that God has worked in your life? I mean, not tonight. I mean, He's worked in your whole life. Yeah, look at these hands. How many of you know there's still something God wants to do? Yeah. Okay. Is there anybody in here that's perfect? Is it? No? Nobody's perfect? I thought... How did you get on staff? No, there's nobody perfect here. So don't let the enemy make you feel ashamed. We are pressing forward. We're all saying, God, perfect that which concerns me. But it's a process. It's a process. Let that be encouragement, not a discouragement to you. It's not a one-night deal all the time. Sometimes the Holy Ghost can do whatever He wants to do, and He can do that. But it's a process. It's the race where you keep going, where you have the determination, like, you know what, my great enemy, I have a God who has a grace for me that's greater. Why shouldn't we be changed? Why shouldn't we be more like Christ? The world wants to change us in every way it can. But God needs to keep us. So I'm going to dismiss this meeting. You're welcome to wait on the Lord. You know, whatever your besetting sin, that's nobody's business, but that's between you and God to talk to Him about. So maybe you want to spend a few moments. If you feel to leave, you're free to leave. Nobody's a captive here. You know, doesn't that feel good? You know, doesn't that feel good that you can leave when you want to? See, one of the powers of being in the ministry is that you get to call it. You get to pick the hymns. You get to say when you sit, when you stand. You get to say when you should be here, when you should leave. Well, I want Christ to have His way. And so you stay as long as you feel when you want to talk with Him. And whatever the Holy Ghost wants to do in you. And there's no judgment if you should leave or should stay. We all want Christ to have His way in us. So Heavenly Father, we're thankful that You're a God who begins a good work and You finish it. And we thank You for that. And so we commit ourselves to You this night. Lord, thank You there is a grace that's greater than the sin that besets us. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you.